26. Drilling for Oil, Leslie Hunter. Remarkable progress had been made in the technique of drilling wells long before the earliest oil wells. Towards the end of the 11th century, the Chinese had reached depths of 3,500 feet with very primitive equipment when searching for underground sources of brine. A sharp tool, or bit, was hung from a rope and jerked up and down by men jumping on a springboard. As it fell, the bit was driven deeper and deeper into the ground. The same principle was used in a method of drilling in oil fields. The bit was attached to a heavy length of steel suspended by a wire rope. It was pulled up and then allowed to fall freely. The pounding broke the rock into fragments. These were raised to the surface and further drilling started. As drilling progressed, the hole was lined with a steel tube to prevent the walls falling in and to guard against underground springs filling the hole with water. When the hole had reached a depth sufficient for the next length of steel lining to be needed, this was lowered inside the first. The deeper the hole, the narrower it became. Though this system is simple and cheap, it is also very slow. It has the disadvantage that when the bit penetrates a layer of oil-bearing sand held under pressure, the oil rushes up the tube and spouts up as a gusher. The force of a gusher will destroy the equipment at the wellhead, allow great quantities of oil to go to waste, and provide the dangerous possibility of a widespread and destructive fire. Even with modern methods, such as blowouts, as the oil man calls them, still happen sometimes. A bad one in the Gulf of Mexico in June 1956 destroyed $2 million worth of equipment. At the beginning of the present century, a new drilling method was developed. It is on the same lines as those by which a carpenter drills a hole in wood, or an engineer drills through metal. Instead of making a hole by banging with a sharp, heavy bit, it is made by rotating a toothed bit. Various types of bit are used according to the nature of the rock being drilled. To penetrate the hardest rocks, two or more cutters, rotating freely on ball bearings, are set in the head of the bit. The cutters have very hard teeth, made from special steel or from diamonds. These teeth crush the rock into fragments as the bit is pushed down while rotating rapidly. The need to support the walls of the hole means that it gets narrower as it gets deeper in rotary drilling, just as in the older method. Smaller and smaller bits are used as the well gets deeper. They vary from about 2 feet across to about 6 inches. A bit measuring 8.5 inches across and turning at 120 revolutions per minute has to withstand a force equivalent to 50,000 pounds. The bits are so tough that they can work at this pressure for hours before they need to be changed. The increased speed of drilling resulting from this method makes it worthwhile. Outside the United States and Russia, almost all drilling is done by the rotary method. Within the United States, small firms prefer to continue with the old-fashioned method because it is cheaper. As recently as 1957, nearly 7,000 wells were sunk by the older method in the United States. This represents 13% of all wells sunk in that country that year.